Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch.
Well, if you weren't afraid of flying before, you probably will be now with all this turbulence that's going on. It's on the front of a number of the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Star, Flight of My Life is the headline, and Turbulence Times. Also, the Irish Daily Mirror, Sit Back and Enjoy the Fright. If you're told to wear your seatbelt so that you'll have a comfortable, relaxing flight, also wear your seatbelt so you don't go flying around the plane when turbulence hits. The Irish Daily Mirror says passengers told of their terror yesterday after extreme turbulence hit a Dublin-bound flight with 8 people being hospitalised, and the plane plunged so quickly a number of the crew and passengers were injured. People literally hitting the ceiling, food going everywhere. I saw one guy on the RT News last night whose shorts ripped. With whatever happened, I don't know, he was one of those who hit his head off the ceiling. Irish people spoke of their relief when the Qatar Airways plane from Doha landed, with one woman stating, "I thought it was the end of my life." I saw on Virgin Media News last night some of the passengers hugging the crew in the airport, saying, "Thank you for getting us down safely." Frightening. And of course, a reminder, it comes just days after a man died and 2 Irish were among the injured when a Singapore Airlines flight also hit extreme turbulence. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. I was never worried about turbulence before, never had a fear of flying. But now, well, it is in the back of your mind. I think the main message is always wear your seatbelt on the plane, even though it can be a bit annoying. You mightn't go flying around the plane then. The Irish Independent, cannabis warning as 5,000 hospitalised over 5 years. Cannabis, one of those drugs where people think that there aren't harmful effects, but actually we're seeing the figures come out. Nearly 5,000 people have been hospitalised for mental and behavioural disorders after taking cannabis products in the last 5 years. The HSE's warning that cannabis is now being grown under conditions that make it much higher in the main psychoactive ingredient THC, and there are negative effects of THC. So it's also very concerned, apparently, this is the HSE, about the prominent semi-synthetic cannabinoid HHC. Never heard of that before, but that's being used in the vapes, legally in the vapes, and the HSE is worried about that too. The Irish Examiner, non-stop incessant lobbying to water down the gambling bill. There's a lot of briefing and lobbying going on about this. Politicians are facing intense lobbying over proposed new gambling laws, which the government says are needed to tackle the social problems linked with gambling. We are bringing in measures including a ban on advertising during the day, the establishment of a social impact fund to support problem gambling, and the creation of the country's first gambling regulator. But they've been looking in the Examiner at the lobbying register so far this year, and there's significant lobbying of politicians in Leinster House around the gambling legislation. Apparently, according to one psychiatrist, there's been non-stop incessant pressure from the gambling sector on Junior Justice Minister James Brown to water down the bill. The Irish Times on the front page has a survey as the election draws near, and we are told that immigration and housing are going to dominate the list of the issues voters notice about what the government has done in the last month. This is the latest Irish Times poll, which shows that the vast majority of respondents who cited immigration and housing as the issues they noticed have a negative view of the government's performance. So they're only noticing what the government's doing on immigration and housing, and the majority think that that action has been negative. This is the new monthly snapshot, a new way of doing polling that the Irish Times has every month, looking at what voters are noticing about what the government is doing. Still waiting on canvassers to arrive to our housing estate. I know other people are plagued with them at the moment. Haven't seen too many around. The Irish Daily Mail, speaking of migration, has another poll. 3/4 of people believe Ireland is a soft touch on immigration. The study by Amarok found a strong desire for the country to take a harder approach to immigration, an issue on which 74% of people surveyed believed we are too soft. So we're too soft on immigration, according to 3/4 of people surveyed. The Irish Sun goes with the divorce, or the splitting up of Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford, and apparently they were living separate lives for 2 years. The couple's marriage is said to have rapidly deteriorated after their departure from This Morning in 2021, and after 14 years they've announced that they are splitting, which I know took a lot of people by surprise, and they always seemed a very solid couple, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors. Inside the papers, we have new EV charging points being announced today. Irish Independent says measures for the delivery of a national electric vehicle charging network are being announced by Transport Minister Eamon Ryan. So what that means is that there will be an EV charger every 60 kilometres along the motorway network. There will also be a delivery of chargers in homes, destination charging and chargers in residential neighbourhoods. So a big announcement being made by Minister Ryan. We'll have more on this on News Talk Breakfast about EVs and charging points. It's still a big issue for people. I was asked twice over the weekend about my electric car. People are very nervous about them. They still have range anxiety. Where do you charge? How do you charge? All that stuff. So today, hopefully, there'll be more answers with this new charging network announcement. The Irish Times says that parents who feel anxious about maths are affecting their children's performance in the subject. The findings are contained in a study by researchers looking at schools in Dublin and Mayo, and they found that parents' feelings towards maths had a significant impact on their children's education. So even if you hate maths, you're nervous of maths, try not to pass that on to your child and don't sort of go, oh, I'm useless, I can't do it, because the maths anxiety is creeping into children as well. That's new research from UCD and TU Dublin. And final story from the papers. If you're trying to write an email or use a Word document, you might struggle to use some words because the Mail says Microsoft is encouraging its billions of users around the world to stop using words like fight, bomb and attacker. This is the latest woke style guide from Microsoft, and is advising users to avoid terms like go on the offensive or go nuclear. So basically any words that are linked to war or fighting at all. I heard recently of a weather forecaster who was asked about a weather bomb and said, I don't use the term weather bomb because we've enough war in the world. So this is a thing people are doing. They don't like using these aggressive terms anymore. But anyway, Microsoft has a new bias-free communication guide urging its millions of users to stop using military terms. For demilitarized zones, such as that used to describe a no man's land between North and South Korea, they say instead you should use perimeter network, and fight, combat or eliminate should be replaced by respond to or protect against. Last month they also suggested that the term attacker should be replaced with bad actor, and locked down should be replaced by secured. So that's what they're at in Microsoft. Now those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.